Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Sexy old lady?
Why did God design the human body this way? Do you have a special rate plan for being a pain in the ass?
Is this the littlest chill that I've had? Because I feel like I'm in like zero chill zone.
You mean like
in general? I mean, obviously today, not just today. I mean, all days surrounding today. I feel like I've been very zero chill lately.
I think you're fine. I mean, I've seen you way angrier, if that's what you're asking.
The only thing I like, I had a really explosive day at work one day. And I felt like a fool, and I felt like I really needed to tone it down. And I don't know if my problem is if I have a bad reaction or if I forget to like rein it in just a little bit, you know? Like, sure, my reaction's dramatic, but then again, I don't have to say everything that I feel all the time. I don't have to have that kind of reaction. Yeah. But anyway.
No, I mean, I'm the same way. I tell myself, I'm like, why are you even talking? Why even continue? Just keep your mouth shut. Do your job.
Well, you are not allowed to keep your mouth shut. Not with this job, because I'm the number one important person in your life at this work, as far as I'm concerned. So you can never do that.
You do not have
my permission.
I'm just saying with other people.
But then I went out with Anna and Alicia, and this was a while ago, but I went out with Anna and Alicia for lunch. You had to go pick up the kids. That's the only reason why you weren't with us. And I was telling them that I thought I had a really bad attitude, and they were like, I don't think you're as bad as you think you are. So then that almost gave me permission to
Oh, why'd they say it?
I know, to bring it up a notch, because I'm like, oh, really? I'm not as horrible as people, as I feel like I am.
And are you in a relationship? I mean, are y'all to the point where they can just like, Lacey, you're being a bitch?
I would hope so. I mean, I don't know necessarily that they would say that in the moment, but yeah. If I'm having a conversation with them about it, then I would hope so. But I also think they could tell me that I'm being a bitch. I'm pretty sure Alicia has told me I'm being a bitch before. So yeah, I do think so. We're not like at the confrontation part of our relationship or anything.
Well, Anna doesn't like confrontation anyway, so.
Oh my gosh, I felt so bad the other day because.
Oh, the clothes? Oh my gosh, I felt so bad too.
Because Jenna, which I'm sorry, but it's partly her fault because we are the most important people in that room and she needs to realize that. She came in. Okay, I'm sorry for saying that, but she came in our room with a room full of girls and said, hey, I have free clothes back there if anybody wants it. So we all run in there, including an intern, which I'm sorry, get the F out of my way, intern. Are you kidding me? I have worked here for 8 years hoping Jenna would get rid of something that is my size because we are not the same size. So yeah, so we all go running in there and we're rummaging for clothes. Somebody started picking out clothes for her best friend. Are you kidding me? Get out of here with that crap. No, I want that. So
there was a backtrack though. I think she felt guilty and she's like, oh, is this okay with you? Which is a little too late, I guess. But
yeah. So I feel guilty because I took something out of her hand and was like, oh, that's an overcoat. That'll fit me.
But poor Anna. I mean, we were all interested in these clothes. And poor Anna was like, like everyone's over here and they're like fist fighting and I got to get out of here. So she just walked out without even bothering. She's like, it is not worth it. She wants peace in her life. I don't blame her.
And if there's two people who could fit and Jenna's clothes, it would be you and Anna. Everybody else, like, I even tried on this shirt that would have fit me comfortably in the front. And I put it on and I was like, man, I can make this work. No, it was too small on my arms. So even if it's not tight on my body, it was still too small in my arms. So yeah, I needed that damn cardigan. Your best friend's going to have that. I don't think so. That's so stupid. So I don't have any chill, but I got some free clothes. But not having any chill is not only my problem, it's a lot of people's problems, and that's what we wanted to talk about today. No, this is not a BetterHelp ad.
It's just us complaining.
But this is just a tease for what's to come. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's not photoshopping her hands, guys. This is Lacey's real extremity on Insta Stories. And I may share an unpopular opinion, but I think they're beautiful.
I cannot
wait to talk about this.
Okay. She is sporting a friendship bracelet, and I have a lot of questions. Who, what, when, where, and how? But after this week, I have a lot of questions regarding our friendship. My business partner has a name, and she is...
Amy Nichols. Questions?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Amy.
What? Did I forget something?
I know that I ask a lot from you. I do.
I don't think that's true at all.
To talk with me on this podcast. I ask you to entertain me sometimes.
Okay, yeah. That's not a lot, though.
I ask you to be my best friend and only my best friend, and don't be best friends with other people in the office.
Even though you're allowed to talk about all your best friends all the time on the podcast.
I mean, I said in the office, you're allowed to have outside best friends because I can't claim you 24 hours a day, but I can't claim you for the 6 to 8 hours that we are here.
Okay.
I require you to have daily time parties with me at the appropriate
yes.
times. You have to acknowledge that it's 5:55 and 11:11 and 1:11, and you do that. You do a very good job of that.
Thank you. I try.
Today, not so much. You really didn't bring the enthusiasm
yay.
Today.
Well, I mean, I'm a little down. I think we're both feeling a little down. But it said yay. I faked it.
Faked yeah. it real good.
Yeah. You're like, yay. Okay. But I also require, I need love and attention whenever you leave.
I'm sorry.
And you left the other day.
I did. I'm so sorry.
For the second time that I remember, but very quite possibly many times before then. But since I've been keeping count, it's written down on the board, you left without saying bye.
Yes, I did. I forgot. I just straight up forgot. I was kind of... I was leaving early, and I felt bad about it. And Robert was standing right in the doorway. He's white cheddar. He's the boss guy. And I felt bad. So I was just like, oh, it was really awkward. I was just thinking about not being stupid. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to say bye. I'm mm-hmm. so sorry. But as soon as I got in the car, I remembered. Mm-hmm. And I texted you.
Did you remember? Because I sent you a picture of the note that I had written on the board by my desk that said, Amy left without saying bye. Never forget.
You sent that before?
Yeah.
Before I said?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Not on my phone. On my phone, I said it first.
Let's see. Let's compare. Yeah. So Amy left without telling me bye. And granted, you had a lot of stuff going on, but we're also in the same room. So it's not like you have to seek me out and find me.
Yeah. Look. I said, I'm sorry. My mind is all over the place in hearts. And then right after, I get the picture of you writing on the board. Look, look, look. That's the order on my phone.
Uh-huh. Your phone's stupid because my phone says at 10:26, look at the order on my phone.
Oh, well, it just is because of my phone.
So I sent you a picture and I put repeat offender. And then this is, you're right. Your phone says different than my phone. But my phone does say that I sent the picture first and called you a repeat offender. And then you immediately responded, oops, I forgot to say bye. Sorry, my mind's all over the place. And then I responded with, because I'm completely mature, I said, I know that you're busy, but this is unacceptable. And I sent you a screenshot of me blocking you on Instagram.
This is such an overreaction. I have to say, at 10:26, I said the exact same thing you said. We both sent it 10:26.
My phone says 10:27 is what time you replied.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, I was right. You are correct, but I'm also correct.
Okay, we're both correct.
Yes.
I sent it first and you sent it first.
Yeah. our phones say different things, but yes, yours says the order that you say it. Mine says the order that I say, but you left without telling me bye.
I did. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I really didn't mean to.
So yesterday you did pass the test because you were leaving and I was going to stare you down the entire time and just look at you like, I dare you to leave without telling me bye. I dare you. But instead, I pretended like I was working because I didn't want you to know that I was observing the situation and you came up to me and told me bye.
I almost forgot. I did. I almost forgot. And then I stood up and I saw you like on... You're just like, I was like, wait a second. I need to say bye. I mean, I usually am not the one to say bye. It's usually you that leaves first. And
so I leave early all the time. So it's my responsibility to tell you bye.
No, I'm not saying early. I'm just saying kidding. I usually don't leave before you. So I don't have to say bye first. It's not like part of my routine.
But you're forgiven.
I'm
over it. I don't know if you can tell.
It sounds like it.
I'm completely over it. And understandably, you've had a lot of stuff going on this week.
I have.
What's been going on with your dramatic life?
Well, on Sunday, we plan to go to church, and it's the first time in months. They do this at the movies in the summer where they decorate the whole building in this theme. And this year, we haven't been yet. It's Rapunzel from the Disney movie Tangled. And I was really excited to see it because I really like that movie. Anyways, so my son does not enjoy sleeping in. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's an early bird riser every day, and he wanted to get up at 6 that morning to go fishing with his granddad, and he got himself up and ready, and he
came. What a great child.
I know. So he comes in and wakes us up and said, the kitchen is all wet. And we're like, what? It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, and that's not how I want to start my leisurely day. I mean, whatever. So the weird thing was, it was pouring from the ceiling, and we could not figure it out because there's no plumbing out there. The AC unit's on the other side of the house. We were just dumbfounded. We could not figure it out. So we turned the water off, which means no flushing, no drinking, no cleaning all day.
For how long? For all day?
Yeah, and it could have been a whole lot worse. We have a plumber friend, and we were asking him to come over for – I mean, we would pay him, but we don't have to pay full price with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was busy. So we were just kind of waiting all day for him to be unbusy, and it just never happened. Maybe he just didn't want to come over. I don't know.
Okay, hold on, because this really concerns me. So you got no flush mode going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there business happening, or just yellow, let it mellow?
And we'd have to trips to the store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Acceptable.
We're not doing business in a no,
yeah, doing business
no
on top
zone.
Of business.
No,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-mm. We're not llamas.
Llamas with hats. Great YouTube series, by the way. Okay, continue.
Okay, so finally we had to call a professional who's not a friend to come take care of it. And we found out that whoever decided to run the refrigerator water line in this plastic tube in the attic, which is terrible because it gets hot up there and it cracked. And who knows how long it was leaking. So there was some pretty serious damage. We have to take down all the walls in the laundry room, and it's behind the pantry, and yeah, it just pretty much sucks. So we didn't know how badly it would hurt our bank account. The insurance, you know, there's deductibles really high, and it was just a pain in the butt. Thankfully, it's not horrific. The restoration guy came to tell us an estimate.
And? Are you going to have to sell another car? Are you going to have to sell a kid?
Morgan asked me if we were going to be homeless. She's like, are we still going to New Zealand? I was like, the trip's paid for. We're going to New Zealand. This just is unfortunate.
What? I did not even think about that. But thank goodness that you have booked this trip.
Yeah.
Because this would have stopped that now.
And it's been like that for the yes. other times that we've been wanting to do. Yes. Is like, we have to buy a new car, and mm-hmm. it puts it off. And so, and we're saving money all. I mean, not a lot of money. We're saving some good money. So yeah. if something like this does happen, we're not totally screwed.
Yeah. And I'm no financial advisor, so don't get me wrong. I'm not great with my money, none whatsoever. But I am really glad that y'all booked this trip, because that forces you to go instead of working on your house. How angry would you be? Then we would have been in different positions. Then you would have been like, I'm so angry all the time. And I'm like, girl, I know. If that would have happened. So I'm happy. But it is a hurtful number, I imagine.
Yeah.
And insurance isn't covering
We had the restoration guy come that the insurance referred to us. And reminder, this is someone that we're asking to him check out our ceilings. And I was really debating whether or not I should say this, because I'm not making fun. Mm-hmm. But when I opened the door to this restoration guy, it's a little person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I were running...
We're talking like Peter Dinklage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I were running a company and I had several guys, you know, in my crew or whatever, I would not send that guy and say, hey, can you go check out this person's ceiling? That's
it's just
not
ironic.
What I would do. Yeah.
I'm sure
he can do a great job. And he did. You know, he told me exactly what was wrong. But, you know, that's just not the guy I would send. And I was a little surprised.
I would have opened the door and been like, you're here for what?
I mean, usually, you know, restoration is the plumbing issues down on the ground. So I get it. I don't know. Maybe I should stop
talking. You know what? No. I might be a smidge of a height hater, though, because I have absolutely nothing against little people.
You do have something against tall people.
That's exactly what I was about to say, because there's a really, really tall guy in this building who's he's like comically tall.
Yeah.
This guy must be 8 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe 11. I don't know. I'm not good with inches. All I know, he's tall. He is so freaking tall. He doesn't need a ladder yet. I've seen this guy carrying around a ladder multiple times and I'm just like, why do you need a ladder?
Is it the longest running joke in The Office that we have? I think every time we see that guy with the ladder, we're like, oh my God, really?
Every time I see him, I just can't help but laugh because I'm like, you were just so tall. Like, why are you here?
You don't
why
need
are
it.
You not playing basketball? I hate to be that stereotypical person, but geez. Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, we found out the damage was less than our deductible. So we're just going to pay it out of pocket. Thank God. I mean, it could have been way worse. So my stepdad, we're hiring him to do it. He recently got laid off. He worked in the oil and field. Anyways, it happens from time to time. Every couple of years, they let him off for like 6 months and then hire him back on. But anyway, so he was laid off and I was like, I'd rather him do it. He's been doing construction for years before the oil field. And
that's smart.
We just rather pay him.
He helped with your kitchen the first time, right?
Yeah, he remodeled it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The problem is we don't see things eye to eye. I guess I thought there should be more demolition because I kept on telling him, no, it's wet behind the pantry. We have to get back there to get all the insulation out and redo it. And so I'm having this conversation with him while I'm at the dentist office yesterday. And I don't think the communication was clear because, you know, he's like, no, we don't need to do it. I was like, yes, we need to do this. Anyways, he tore down an extra wall that he didn't need to tear down because he misunderstood what I was saying.
Oh no.
I got home and I was like, it took everything in me not to say anything. I was like, yeah, that's another wall. Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm gonna pay him and he's gonna do a great job and it's looking great, but it was just more work that was necessary.
Like, yeah,
another wall, really?
Oh my gosh. So did he tear out behind the pantry, so now you just have like the biggest pantry of all mankind?
Yes, I do.
You have a pantry so big that the tallest guy in our building could stand up comfortably.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So, you know, it's just annoying. I have everything. Everything in the kitchen is on, just all over the place. Everything is. And I wasn't using the oven, so I was doing toaster oven. Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles might be coming back. Just toaster oven and crock pot meals, but I think we got it plugged back in. I don't think anything was going to explode. I kind of was hoping the house would burn down. I mean, obviously, that's a joke, but I thought it was going to be so bad that we just should start over. I was so sad about it.
House burning down would be a win-lose. It'd be win because you would get everything over, but it would be lose for the precious stuff that you...
I know. I need to buy a fireproof box.
Yeah.
I just need to. I've been talking about it for years. Why not?
But I'd take the loss, to be quite honest with you. I would. I want to pack up and move just because I need to cleanse the house so much, mm-hmm. but instead we're going to be doing repairs because of our stuff, not nearly as dramatic as yours. So I am kind of a dick for bringing that up right now.
No, you're not. No.
But we don't have like crazy damage or anything.
You were late, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm such a jerk.
No,
I should have said that the first time instead of the D word, and I'm probably not going to edit that out or believe it. I'm just... I really don't care, so I'm just going to keep going with it. Well, I have a couple of things. I'm really sorry, first of all.
I know.
I forget.
It's not, I mean, people go through so much worse stuff, and it's not a big deal. It's just inconvenient, and I wanted to complain is all.
Oh, no, but I've got some complaints, too.
Wait.
And normally I mess with you and say that mine's comparable and then it's something so minute. I'm not even going to do that this time because it's not, but it's still near and dear to my heart. But first, I wanted to tell you, I thought this would be fun to do during this podcast, but it wasn't fun during your story. So I couldn't bring it up then. Maybe talking about the tall dude, that would have been about the time to bust this out, but... I don't have it.
Oh, shoot.
But there's something that says that having a laugh track. Let me see if I can find it.
In life? Just have it like programmed in your phone?
Having a laugh track makes things funnier. Come to find out.
I don't know. I think one of the reasons why I love The Office so much, because it's a comedic show. It doesn't have the laugh track because I hate laugh track on TV shows so bad. I'm sorry. I'm totally...
No, getting in
the middle of this.
I found the story, and I'm so glad that I stopped what I was doing and stopped down the podcast to find the story. The story says, A new study just proved that laugh track really does make jokes seem funnier. That's the whole story. I didn't even say that properly. But yes, okay, so studies prove laugh tracks make it funnier. So I thought it'd be fun to play a laugh track.
Oh gosh, I hate laugh tracks.
Well, that come to find out, you hate laugh tracks. But little did I know.
I don't even like my own laugh. I'm going to stop.
Okay, so I have some complaining to do. Wait. I haven't even gotten there yet.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that sounds so bad.
Okay, so I wake up the other morning and I take a shower, brag alert. Taking a shower. And I get through, I'm getting ready for work. I go to leave and I throw something in my trash bin in my bathroom. And whenever I do, I notice the toilet seat was up. So I'm like, are you kidding me? So I took a picture of it and sent it to Jeremy. And I was like, who's sleeping in bed at that moment? I sent it to Jeremy and I was like, whoa, that was really close. Thanks for closing the toilet lid. I'm so glad I peed in the shower this morning. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, please stop.
It's so bad.
So bad. It's horrible.
Okay, yeah.
No. You
no.
I don't want to ruin your bit. Aw, man. I just sucked all the air out of the room.
You did suck all the air out of the room. So I sent that picture to Jeremy and was like, oh, that was close. I'm so glad to be in the shower, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he sent me a text after he woke up of the toilet lid closed. And he said, woo, that was close. I almost peed on the seat. Please be more considerate as I could have made a real mess.
Wait, where's the laugh track?
It's gone.
Aww, I killed it.
I'm just laughing myself. I don't know why I think that's so funny.
I think you really like Jeremy right now. You cannot stop about how great he is, how much fun y'all are having and laughing all the time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we had so much fun yesterday. We went to this, it's Doc's Vintage Vinyl Store or something, and it's around 7th Street area. And I've seen it before because it has this cool mural on the outside, but I'd never been in. I love music, but not like Jeremy loves music. Jeremy loves and knows music and teaches me music and all this cool stuff. So I just never saw it before because I'm not going to buy it. I yell at him for CDs, you know?
Yeah.
We have vinyls, but we don't listen to them all the time. Well, we stopped yesterday. Ends up, it's a vintage and vinyl store, which might have been in the name. I don't know. I think it was just, I can't remember. But we stopped by and they had so much cool stuff and so much creepy stuff. They had like weird dolls.
The pictures. Oh my gosh, I did not ask about the pictures.
So they had all this creepy stuff that I had to literally refrain myself from buying because I'm like, ooh, I like that. It'd be like a doll with a mask on.
I'm sorry.
It's just double time.
Jeremy should have bought everything that you wanted in that store. It should not have been, oh, should I do this or this? No. If he loved you, Lacey. He would have bought you everything.
This is the truth. Well, funny you should say that because I found that dress, which is this, it's an 80s dress and it's got sequins on it and it's strapless and it has little rows on the bottom. I mean, I have worn this exact dress before. And that's whenever we went to go see the Broken Lizard group, the Super Trooper guys. Mm-hmm. And my friend worked at a costume store then. So we just went and picked out bad 80s prom dresses. But really, it was prom dresses that I would wear, but I had no reason to.
I would describe it as perfectly tacky.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was blue and purple. The other one was blue and purple. Uh-huh. And this is the exact same dress. I'll post them at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Exact same dress, but this one was black and gold. It was so cute. And Amy, it fit me perfectly.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Jeremy was like, how much is it? I said 60, which granted, that's a lot for a dress that you can't wear all the time.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of dresses too. That's my problem. I have a lot of dresses and then I show up to work in whatever the hell I feel like. I mean, it's not, I have not been putting forth any kind of effort. I have not done anything in so long, but I got all these cute dresses for whenever there is a time and place. That's why whenever we go out somewhere, I go extra. I go overboard because I've got all these cute clothes. And then Jeremy's like, can I just wear my gym shorts? Cool. We look like we're not together at all. But anyway, $60 for this dress. And Jeremy goes, well, you work. You have money. Aww. You get it if you want it.
Oh, no.
But as beautiful as it was, and I knew I can make excuses for this dress. At first, I was like, maybe I could wear it for Halloween. I would for sure wear it to the Christmas party, and you know that's damn straight.
I have absolutely done this. Buying something with no intention, like there's no plan, but yeah. I was like, I could maybe... especially the Halloween, because it's just so cool, but I wouldn't do it on an average day.
This is why I decided not to buy it, though, because it fit me perfectly. But I can't be buying dresses that I'm going to wear right now. I can't be buying dresses for this season whenever I'm still coming out of my winter bod, because I've been using open fit. And I'm getting my body back in shape, and I'm losing weight, and I'm losing inches.
Yeah.
And this is not going to be fitting me by the time it's Christmas.
You have to have that gold dress.
Well, and this one fits too perfectly. Yeah. So I need a couple sizes down, but you can't get that at the vintage store.
Aw.
But I am excited to tell you all about Open Fit. Amy and I have been doing this workout program, and we couldn't be more excited about it. I know my favorite and your personal fave is the Extend Bar.
Yes, I love it so much. Andrea Rogers has helped so many people lose weight. I just like how I can build strength without being bulky.
And I like the fact that we can do this in the privacy of our own home. We can do it at work. We can do it wherever you can get your Wi-Fi and stream your services. Do it that way. And there is little to no equipment required. OpenFit's great on all fitness levels. They have a lot more than just Extend Bar. So if you're looking for a tougher workout, you might want to do the Tough Mudder, or there's also 600 seconds, which just takes you 10 minutes of working out.
And you can see results within the first 30 days, which is really cool.
Which is exactly why I can't be buying a dress for a couple months from now that fit me like a glove now, but I know soon that dress is not going to fit the same. We've been using this program for a while, and I have been seeing a change in my body, and you can too. You can lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days and do it the right way. And not only is OpenFit super convenient, it is also very, very affordable. Plus, what's more affordable than free? OpenFit has changed the way that we work out, and it can change the way that you work out too. Join us on this fitness journey, and right now during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership. That's right, you heard me, free. To OpenFit, all you have to do is text LOOSELIPS to 303030. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and the nutrition information totally free. Again, just text LOOSELIPS to 303030. That's LOOSELIPS to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply.
So was there other dresses similar, or was it just, you know, the one and done?
It was one and done because it wasn't like a resale it was a resale shop, but it wasn't a big one, so mm-hmm. they had all the little individual booths.
Yeah.
And I mean, I may go back and get that dress because you and I know how to sew, so we can figure out something.
Yeah.
But that was the only thing. And I have one dress that I bought from a vintage store, and I've only worn it like once or twice. It's a velvet dress with a big butterfly on the front. And I mean, I wore it on a cruise one time, and I wore it to medieval times the other time, just because it's cute. And that one was cheaper. But how often do I wear it, you know?
I know.
So I didn't. But what I couldn't pass up.
This is the one I thought you got. I'm so glad I guessed right.
So out of all this cool stuff, and I mean, they had music pictures and creepy stuff. There was like some cool magnets that I would put up on my refrigerator. Whatever. All this really cool stuff. A cheap dress, a $5 dress that I wouldn't let myself try on because I was like, I'm gonna get it just because it's $5. Like, it was great, but it wasn't anything that I had to have. And you already say I wear dresses all the time, not because I'm cute, because they're comfortable. So I've already got my summer outfit.
I say that?
Oh, well, no, but you did say I wear dresses every day. You said that yesterday.
Oh,
but
I
you
did.
Know why I wear dresses, though.
Yeah.
That's me saying that.
Well, okay. I only said that because someone was pointing at the fact that I was wearing a dress. And then, yeah, it's Dress Wednesday, whatever. I think we've talked about it before. But I was just telling other people why I was wearing a dress. They're like, why are you wearing a dress? Because that's not my... go to.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
No. That's fine. So out of all this cute stuff that I saw, I walked by and I see a nicely woven blanket. And it's that good kind of blanket, too. Not too thick, but it's that good material that, like, you're not going to snag. I mean, I don't know who made it. Probably somewhere in another country. I was about to say where, but then I don't know if that's you're supposed to say that or not. So I'm just keeping on talking. Okay. And now this conversation has gotten really awkward.
Okay.
So it's nicely woven. And it's a blanket that says, happiness is loving clowns.
That was a blanket?
It's a blanket, and it is a good blanket.
Oh, my God, I thought it was a T-shirt.
No, it's a blanket.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So Jeremy disappears, and I was looking at that. I think he saw me looking at that. Well, then by the time he comes back, I'm checking out, and Jeremy's like, oh, my gosh, what are you buying? And he's assuming, like, I couldn't turn down that dress. Mm-hmm. I carried that dress around, and he was like, are you going to put it back? Well, there were some girls right there in that section, and I was like, not right now. Mm-mm. Not in front of them, no.
I'll carry something for 30 minutes or more.
And then just hide it.
Yeah, it's I would. Like, put it somewhere else where it doesn't belong, behind something. Absolutely.
I didn't do that just because this was in booth, so I didn't do that. I put it back where it was supposed to be, but it wasn't in the front like it was with me that caught my eye. But yeah, he comes up to me and he's like, what'd you buy? And then he sees it and he's like, why? And
I'm like, what? Does he not know you?
Exactly. I'm like, see, you think we're in love? I think we're still learning each other at this point. We've been together for 10 years, almost 5 years of marriage. We're still learning each other.
I'm so happy for you. I think this is like the perfect find.
I could not pass it up, Amy.
No.
And I immediately went home, washed it, dried it, and then snuggled with it all night. And I think this is my perfect blanket. Jeremy has his. He has a red one with Paw Patrol that Heaven made him.
That is so cute.
Where you do the little, what is it? You do the knots on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she made him this blanket, and him and I would fight over this blanket sometimes. And he's like, that's my blanket. But it's just, it's great material because I keep my house cooler and I still want to be able to snuggle up.
Yeah.
But then I have like a big furry blanket and that one's too heavy. So I'm like, what's that chick? Goldilocks. Like I have a blanket.
Yes,
that's,
I understand.
Yeah. It's too thin. This one's too thick. This blanket is just perfect. And aww, I love it.
I'm so, so happy
for you. I was so happy with my purchase.
Yes.
I really was. Jeremy did not understand
whatever.
It, but I'm like, how could I pass that up?
Was it a good deal?
It wasn't super cheap. It wasn't. I paid $20, but I think $20
that's
for
fine. Yeah, totally.
It wasn't $5, but I mean, it wasn't expensive. If it was expensive, I wouldn't have got it. But it made me so happy. And then I forgot it in his car, and him and I went somewhere together, and then dropped me back off, and I got my car, and then he had to go do an errand, and I went home, and then I immediately was like, oh, I need to put my.
You're having
my blanket in the washer because I know we're going to be snuggling up watching TV later. And I say snuggling up, I mean snuggling up with the blanket on the couch.
Yeah, Jeremy.
We ain't going to snuggle up together. And he had my blanket.
Shoot.
I got it back.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad you got it all taken care of. It was postponed. You're adulting, so you could figure it out later. But I don't know why. Why do I do inside jokes when no one else gets it? At least you find me funny. Whatever.
I think you're hilarious.
Thanks.
All the
Where's
time.
Where's my laugh track?
Dang it. I got rid of it and it was really loud anyway. I did not have the volume adjusted on that.
I found the perfect blanket too. There's some blankets, you know, that's good for summer versus winter in my house anyways. But I went to go visit my brother for Thanksgiving last year, and I was looking through his chest or drawers. I don't know why. For a blanket.
You're snooping?
No,
okay.
I was looking for a blanket. I knew it was whatever. So I found a blanket. It was my baby blanket. Why does he have my baby blanket in a different state? Anyways, I stole it back. It's mine and it's perfect. It's the perfect weight. I'm so happy about it. It was like, and he didn't even take good care of it. Like, it was torn. It was torn on the edges. I had to sew it back together. I'm so angry right now.
I can tell.
I'm over it, I swear. It's fixed. It's returned to its rightful owner. Everything is fine.
Does he know that you took it?
I think I told him, but I was accusatory. I was like, I don't know why you have it, and I'm taking it back.
I really wish you wouldn't have told him, because then this would be the perfect opportunity to call him right now and tell him that you took the blanket from him. I'm really glad that we just bonded over blankets.
I know.
I had no idea that's where this conversation was going to go.
It just happened.
Also, I think that's the title of this episode, Bonding Over Blankets.
It's perfect.
Well, I'm glad that everything in your house is okay.
Yes.
I know that that's been such a nightmare.
It has.
How long is the construction going to... Forever, right?
No, not forever.
I have no sense of time on how long that would take. I would think it would probably take a while.
It shouldn't take too long, but since my stepdad is unemployed, he is also being hired out by other family members. So mm-hmm. he's in Oklahoma right now. So he tore the walls down. He's like, okay, bye. I'm going to Oklahoma for a week. And he's like working on a barn for his brother or something. And which is fine. I'm okay with it. And so our just house will be in disarray for another week until he can come back and finish it. I don't know. I mean, the demolition's done. It's just putting the walls back up that needs to get done.
Yeah. It's just the important part.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I'm sorry that on top of everything else, you had to put up with my attitude because you did not tell me bye. But I'm sure that you noticed, seems how you saw my little exploring that I did yesterday, that I did not block you. I just thought that was hilarious. Anna did that to Alicia.
Such an overreaction. You had to deal it because it was great.
I did. Now, most importantly... This is not most importantly. I'm such a jerk. I'm so sorry.
You're not a jerk. You're just
funny. I am a jerk. I'm about to talk about my hands. And to me, that's the most important thing that we can discuss on this podcast. So I'm sitting at home and I was just scrolling on Instagram and Kelly Kissed the Sky messaged me and said, hey, I'm listening to an old episode and you're talking about Heaven, my little sister, had just noticed my hands for the first time. And I'm like, how? How did you just notice my hands? And she is the sweetest girl ever. So if she has something bad to say, this has got to be blatantly obvious. She probably wouldn't tell the tall guy he was tall. She would just tell him, you know, God loves you. That's all she'd say. She would not be judging him. But so for her to notice my hands and say something, that means my hands are extreme. My hands are so bad that my sister, who has nothing but nice things to say to anybody, wants to be like, dude, what's wrong with your hands? Why have I never noticed this? So Kelly Kissed the Sky. I'm assuming her name's Kelly. I don't think her mom named her Kelly Kissed the Sky, but Kelly wanted to know, weird question, will you please post your hands on Instagram? And so I'm like, done. So I posted a real-time photo that was taken in the moment, soon as she asked me.
Right. It wasn't like a preparation. Uh-uh. Let's get these hands really dry. Uh-uh. I'm going to go dig in some sand. Yeah. And
I didn't bust out the hammer. Okay. I didn't wash my hands. I didn't do any housework. I didn't do anything. I was just like, huh, all right. So I took a photo of my hands, and they were looking normal. That's my normal. They looking gross, but I mean, they normal. I've always said I've got really old hands, but so do Jeremy. So anyway, I do post this, and she's like, why don't you put a poll up and see what people think about your hands? What do lippy hippies think about your hands? Are you exaggerating or are they really that bad? So I was like, done. So I took a photo and I posted it and was like, what up with these hands? I try to be funny, but I'm so wordy and you could only fit so many words. So I was trying to say like, keep them in gloves or, you know, do this. And I couldn't fit anything. So what did I say? I said something like, you should keep them hidden or you exaggerating.
Yeah.
Well, Amy, you started off the podcast by saying you think my hands are beautiful. You're not in the majority.
I'm so sorry. I do not agree with everyone. I don't think they're that bad. Okay, my hands on a day-to-day are normal. I mean, I'm not saying that yours aren't normal, but they're like not crazy dry. But I've had my hands so dry that they crack and bleed, and that's not what I was seeing in the picture. So I don't know. I just didn't think they were that bad.
So they were. And the lippy hippies, 67% said to keep them hidden.
Aww.
And 33% said you exaggerating. But here's what I want to say. I want to thank a couple people because even though this is all fun for me and I do not care, if you tell me my face is ugly, I might get a little bit butt hurt. But you tell me that my hands look old and dry, then I'm like, duh, have we met before? You wait till you touch them. It's even worse whenever I shake hands. I'm like, the whole time I'm shaking somebody's new hand, I'm like, I hope they're not scared.
And you apologize sometimes. Yeah. I heard you apologize.
So thank you, It's All OK, Kayla Smith, for your blind support. Thank you, Bulk Burr, for your blind support. I appreciate the love, Rianne Singer. Thank you so much for that. Amanda Cecilia Lopez, that's awesome. Geoffrey Burris, thank you for your
so
support.
Sweet.
Amy Nichols, really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Paige Forcine, you my girl. All About the Trout, thank you so much. All these people, Jessica Smile, Megan, Allison Wallace, y'all are all, Ashley Elbert, Violet, y'all are all great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nicole, I can't even say that last name, but thank you. Thank you all so much for your blind, loyal support that you are going to come on here on Instagram in front of thousands of people and say that my hands, that I am exaggerating. However, even though I'm not upset, and you believe me, right?
Yeah,
that
I
I'm
do.
Not upset.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
I was still a little taken aback by some people who said, keep them hidden, because they are some dear friends of ours. Yes, I'm talking about you, Erica Anderson. And Ashley Wallace. And Tori Wallace. And Emma Damus. Omar Salazar, remember that once upon a time that
yes.
we granted your wish?
Oh, my gosh.
Stephanie McVeigh. Amanda Rayburn. Priscilla Ortiz is her name, but I like her her handle, which is Priscilla Tortilla. Just tortilla, but still. A lot of people, Katie Jones, or T. Jones, Atria, Marina Fittish, Mariana. I'm sorry, I'm butchering all these names.
No, you're good.
I can't talk any other time. Nicole Harmon. I mean, just all these people that are good friends of ours.
Yeah.
All the time that chime in. I am just playing with you all. I swear. I promise I am not mad. I back y'all because I think y'all are the realest and the other people are just being nice. But the biggest one in question, Kelly Kissed the Sky. What do you think she voted? Did you think she voted to keep them hidden? Or did she say that I'm exaggerating?
I think she probably said keep them hidden.
She said keep them hidden. The one who wanted me to put them on the internet for all to see told me that never mind, you need to go put those up.
Oh my gosh.
So then I start talking with Kelly and I was like, I see what you voted there. I'm not even mad. Because I remember I was a little child watching The Price is Right, Bob Barker style, with my granny.
This is so sad.
With my granny. And I'm not even old enough to be in school yet. I didn't even have a mullet. This was pre-mullet. I mean, come on. I was young. And I'm watching Price is Right with my granny, and I would see all these hand models in there coming up, and they're like, what is the price of this? And all you can see is their hands, and they're showing you, like, can you guess the price of Dawn
dish soap? You know,
yeah.
Touching the product.
They got long, pretty fingers, and they're all nicely moisturized and manicured, and it's just beautiful. And as a child, I said, granny, I can never have that job because look at these hands.
Oh,
I knew
gosh.
Then. I knew. I've always known. Then fast forward to almost 5 years ago, Jeremy and I get married. Well, before that, engagement photos. The night we got engaged, which I didn't tell anybody for a couple days because we were on vacation. But after we got engaged, I didn't do the I said yes photo that everybody else does. For our engagement photos, I did not do ring photos. For our wedding photos, there's almost always both your hands together because y'all are together forever in matrimony and y'all are both wearing your rings for the first time. No, we did not have that because I didn't want anybody to look at those photos years from now and be like, how old were you when you got married? Jeremy got old people hands too, so we same.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't make fun of me.
At least y'all understand each other.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You know, especially as a child, you know, you should be told you can do anything. You can reach the sky, but you knew deep in your heart that you couldn't make that dream come true. It's just so sad.
You can do anything. You can be the tallest guy in the world and come work and do maintenance in this building. You can literally do anything. I'm not going to be a Price is Right girl ever, nor am I going to be a hand model, hamburger helper. You know, I'd have to do a glove or something if I was going to do that. But thank you, everybody who chimed in on that, because that was a lot of fun. It was fun to set it up. It was a fun idea. So thank you, Kelly, for that. If anybody else ever has any ideas, please let us know. You can reach us on all of our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. You can check out what Amy's bringing back in her newly remodeled kitchen at Kid Nation. Toaster Chronicles.
And in the meantime, you can subscribe to iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify. You can find us on a whole bunch of different apps. Rate and review us. We'd love to hear what you think.
Yeah. You better believe I'll be checking that sometimes. I was going to be real and say often, but then I decided to scale it back just a little bit because that's what I need to do, Amy. I need to scale it back just a little bit. I don't have to speak the truth all the time. Yeah, but that would make us look good and kind of get it out there if you would rate and review us. So we look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to having fun. I'm doing it again where I'm just talking because how do I wrap up this conversation? Thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for putting up with me because really it's just me. Amy's fine.
No,
she's
whatever.
Great. She's funny.
People put up with me. You put up with me.
Yeah, I do put up with you. In the meantime, keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening. Most importantly. Bye, Amy.
Bye, Lacey.
Oh, it looks like you wiped your butt with your hands.